There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Thursday, August the 27th, live from our broadcast booth. Actually, we have several booths. And we're here to present you with information so you can take action on some of the things that are happening in your life that are affected by what's going on in the news. Here with me is Ken Kessler, traveling through the Facebook postings, the Twitter postings, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Once again, the Federal Reserve helped save the day. For those of you who don't like the Fed, perhaps you might give it another thought. I'm ambivalent one way or another most of the time about the Fed. I think a lot of people who have political machinations make them the bad guy, and maybe sometimes the Fed is the bad guy. And in case of yesterday's rally, they're the good guys. Stock market did well yesterday, as most of you know, I'm sure, shrugging off what happened in Asia, shrugging off what happened in Europe. This was a powerful rally. Came after all of the plunges up and down in the major stock markets around the world. And so, did you feel, I've said this since the first day of this, calm down. I hope my words were soothing, Kenny. I hope that they had some influence on the people at least who listen to this program. I'm not all about money, and I'm not all about finance, and this is not a program about investing. But I think there's a certain amount of common sense that goes along with looking at what's happening, and what's happening has happened before dozens, if not hundreds of times, since these things called the stock market were created, not just in New York, but all around the world. Every country has its own stock market. So there is a positive side to all of this. Maybe what it does is get you to appreciate good. Good news, good works, good deeds, good thoughts. Because that's, I think, in part, what saved the day. The United States Standard & Poor's 500 stock index, broad measure of the market, closed higher, almost 4% higher. I think that's the best indices myself. Dow Jones, because of the name, much as anything else, and the reputation, always seems to capture everybody's attention. Oh, it's at 17,000, the Dow. But these 500 stocks seems to me give you a broader view of what's going on. So, speaking of you, Kenny, what sort of things are we getting in terms of posts from people who feel strongly? I don't know how many people watch the Dow minute by minute, second by second, but that's nonsense too. Unless I don't even think that the people who are really big time, they make their living and make, some people make millions of dollars betting this way or that way on a particular commodity or a product or a company. And those are the people who, not necessarily do you watch them. I know they had a fellow on this program once, 4 or 5 years ago, who had a process by which he watched certain things in the market and could predict and was quite accurate at predicting which way certain stocks would go. Was he a manipulator? No. Was he smart? I think he and his wife were. So anyway, what sort of input do we have from people who feel strongly about this one way or another, Kenny?
Well, we asked on our social media how, if anyone, if our listeners were watching the stock market this week. Mm-hmm. And Shauna says, as the markets rally off the 1,000-point drop, I'd like to know who's buying.
Anybody who has any common sense, wouldn't you think?
I would, yeah.
Common sense would dictate that even after the few days that we had of a roller coaster ride. Look at what the Dow did yesterday. 619 points at the end of the day, up. So the six-day losing streak is over. Will it go back down? Yeah, of course it always goes down. Will it come back up? Yep. Are you nervous? Not if you're smart. That's the way I'd read it anyway. So what else?
David says, I'm not watching as there's too much drama by the news media.
Yes, sir. You're my you're my friend. Yes, sir. I was going to say, yes, sir, you're my baby. That's it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its third best daily point gain since 2008. That tells you something about what really is going on. Those people said, the recovery's over. Investors are going to get bought. And those idiots at CNN that said, watch your stock portfolio go down the drain. Ugh. Good God. What? No. Why would you pay any attention to those? I want to use a word that I'm not supposed to use on the radio, so let's go. Let's keep positive here. What else you got, Kenny?
John says, I have 20 years till retirement, so I'm not paying much attention. In fact, I'm buying now in my taxable account.
Bye, bye, bye. Yep. Bye, 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 and buy some more. Bye-bye to the naysayers. Hello to the people who have common sense. So unless you really want to be a negative Nelly, what was it that Spiro Agnew called the influence of the news media? Negative nabob, what was it? No. Something, negative nabobs of something or other, but it had to do with the news media. The newsies, as we call them. So, anyway, have faith, feel good. It's a kind of a neat thing, actually, after 4 or 5 days, you get yourself down. If you let yourself be taken down, some people never change. They look for the bad stuff every day. And you know what? You can find plenty of bad stuff every day if you want to. I choose not to. I decided to invite financial analyst John Pollack to come on and give us more of an insight into what's going on. So with all of your permissions, is that plural? Is that the right way to use it?
Sure.
With the permission from all of you, we'll have that information for you as information continues here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer ends 8/29/15. I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have John Pollock, who's been with us before. He started John Pollock Financial in 2002. I worked with CFOs of major corporations to help them manage cash flow. So our focus, John, is on the American stock market. And what I have advised people since this all began, sit still, sit tight, stop listening to the news media, forget about the business or financial experts, just, if anything, be buying. Am I right in your perspective?
You are dead on.
Thank
I couldn't
you.
Have said it better myself.
End of conversation. Thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah,
we'll talk
yeah,
to you
very
again
simple.
Some
Or move into the bunker that you built in 2008. You could
yeah.
do one of the two.
All right. Okay, so what's give us something. The nervous investors who are listening need some patting on the head and rubbing of the belly. So what are you telling your clients?
All right, so what I tell them is, first of all, what happened in 2008? People are kind of hearkening back to that. Oh, my gosh, this is happening again. So what we do is we look at the facts. I mean, I know that's boring, but it's better. It's more fun to be
when
emotional.
When it comes to money, I'll take the facts, please, even if it's boring.
Yes, absolutely. So here are the facts. The leading indicators, which are, you know, have produced good results for predicting recessions, are not red. Consumer debt obligations are at the lowest they have been since the 80s. Housing starts are, you know, blowing and going. Car sales are blowing and going. Best Buy just posted a 50 cents dividend.
Yeah,
that's
a
40% above what the street.
New home starts are way up, are they not? That's
yeah,
usually
new
the
home
starting
starts.
Barometer. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got all this really good news, and what's interesting is there a lot of people are tying it to China, and I haven't been able to connect China's economy to ours. They're still going to manufacture iPhones for us, so that's not going to change. The spending that they did on infrastructure will change. It'll go down, which will lower the cost of stuff over here, so that's actually good for our economy. So I'm not getting it. It's kind of an emotional thing, and it's going to be a roller coaster probably for a couple of weeks.
But isn't that the way it is with most of these characters on Wall Street who, when somebody passes gas, I better sell my stock. I mean, these people are like old, the oldest of the old ladies who say, I'm going to be careful with your money. That's not being careful. It's all fear-based thinking, and it doesn't prove out because if you look at the market, it's up, 14,000, whatever it has been, 15. It's going very well. Because people believe in American companies, believe in the American, even if we're $17, $18 trillion in the hole, most of the money we owe to China anyway. So,
that's right. So, if they default, that's good for us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can write it off. it's laughable. I mean, all of this crazy. I heard Jill Schlesinger on CBS the other day, who I think is about as credible as anybody when it comes to this stuff. Most of those people over there couldn't find their butts in a snowstorm, but she usually gets it right. And she said, don't do anything. Just sit and wait and watch. And if anything, put some money aside. If you got extra money and you're 10 years away from retiring or 20 years away from retiring, you've been smart enough to start a 401k, put money into something. Have an advisor. I said this on the air, John. Tell me if I'm right. If your advisor is telling you to sell and he or she is being paid a commission when that sale takes place, you shouldn't pay attention to him or he probably shouldn't even be there. Am I right on that?
Well, I would alter that a little bit. If your advisor is telling you to sell, fire your advisor, whether they're making a commission or not, because it's bad advice. We have an advisor in the Dallas Metroplex that sold every single account on Monday morning, and then the market went up.
Yeah.
So he locked in those losses.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, John, good news and good to hear you again. John Pollock Financial, P-O-L-L-O-C-K, johnpollockfinancial.com. Check him out. Check it out. 51 after on Good Day.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At this point in every hour, we have some musical focus, and here we have the top five songs from 1986 to focus on, including number five this week, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. Who remembers this fondly? The big dancer. Who's this? Big dancer here.
I definitely remember this.
I was too little to go dancing to this, but I remember my mom playing this a lot when I would be going to school.
Your mother, I don't see your mother as a dancer, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Sure.
Who should go dancing with?
Well, I mean, she never went out, but she would dance at the house a lot.
Really? Oh, that's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
With you as a child, that's good for you.
What year was this?
1986.
Ah, okay.
Number five during this week in 1986. Lionel Richie has that honor. Number four, great pop hit from Berlin. What a movie, isn't it? Doesn't that kind of? That's it. Thank you. I always forget that. Take My Breath Away from Berlin, number four this week. 1986 is the year. Crank this puppy up there, Richie Wheatley. We're going to have some fond memories of this song. Why did they call themselves Berlin? Anybody know? Remember? This is not a quiz.
They were from Berlin?
Yeah, wild guess there.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason.
Probably.
And somebody's going to check it out whilst we move on. One of my least favorite Madonna songs. Number three this week, 1986. Baba Don't Preach.
Berlin is from Los Angeles, by the way.
Right. Berlin is
the Berlin section.
Okay, Los Angeles.
Exactly. So then, number two, the best thing about the group is the name. Bananarama. Love the song Venus. Some of the wise guys on the radio used to turn this around a little bit. Not when it was this song. This is a cover of a song done about 20 years before this by the Eye, not the Eye, but Mara Schiff. No, it just went out of my head. Kenny, rescue me. Who did the first version of
Shocking Blue.
That's it, right. Yeah. Bananarama here, crank it up, Richie. All right, just for the heck of it, play a comparison. Can you play the original version, a little bit of it, Richie? Shocking Blue. This was an update. It was a good pop. Both of them were good pop songs for their time. nice. It's, yeah, baby, she's got it. Yeah. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your Venus. So I don't have to leave it too much to...
Yeah, it's too far from the atmosphere.
No. What disc jockeys did for the name of the song. All right, that's number two this week, 1986. The year number one song belonged to Stevie Winwood. Good song.
Great song.
Yeah. Good pop song.
He won't play it in concert, but a great song.
High or low. He didn't play any of his hits in the concert, right?
He didn't play any of his 80s. He'll pick one and play it, and
I got to hear the hits.
I can't remember whether it's this one or not. But he does 60s, 90s, and today, but he will not do the 80s.
The hits of yesterday and that's today. Right. Hey, your gang is your friend the Duggar on the air.
Well, he's not too fond of his decade of the 80s. He made most of his money.
Right, exactly. That's what put him where he is. Thank you very much.
The 60s did, too. Traffic, you know.
But he didn't become, but as part of Traffic, nobody really knew who Steve Woodward was on his own.
Oh, sure. With Clapton? No.
In the 60s? Nobody. Everybody knew who Eric Clapton was. Nobody knew. I don't think people paid attention to Stevie Wonder.
I mean, the 80s were definitely the big decade.
Yeah. So he would be an aging rocker, probably near 70.
He's 60-something. I saw him within the last year. He's great.
Still got it?
Oh, his voice is great. Yeah. Don't forget little Stevie Winwood.
Stevie Winwood. I like even Stevie Wonder better.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Musical reflections here on Good Day.
Give me some love, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
After the hour, let's continue with the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here in this hour with our other contributor, Dr. Ron Hoffman, joining us. When I say our others, we don't have them all here, but we have lots of people who join us in conversation. Hopefully that helps improve your perspective on things. A lot of talk this week, this month, this year about the big wildfires burning east of the Cascade Range in Washington and the quality of the air that people out there are breathing. The quality of the air apparently is slowing down efforts by crews there, Kenny, to battle the flames. Smoky conditions keeping the helicopters away, keeping the airplanes away. There have been a lot of different tools used in fighting the fires, but the air quality is so bad that the many of the people participating in the work there are not able to get in. Plus the fact about 500,000 residents have been moved out or told to move out or do something to protect their lungs and their health because the air is so acrid. The smoke is so... And part of this is as a result of what we have said on this program all along was a good thing. That's burning up the ground cover. It's old, needs to be rejuvenated, refreshed so that new growth can come in. There are people who would say that's not a good idea because under the circumstances, if they get torrential rains and all of this ground cover has been burned out, it'll mean that there'll be mudslides, landslides, and that sort of thing. Well, yeah, that may be a problem, but still, in the history of the planet, when these sorts of things have happened, when humans were not involved, it was good for the air. I'm sorry, not good for the air, good for the ground. Not necessarily good for the air for the time being. This is a 262-square-mile area, town of Republic, Washington, where the farmers are in trouble, residents are in trouble, everybody is rubbing their eyes. It's a brutal situation, says the police chief there. It may be this fire was set. Kenny, how many of these do you know, in watching through
the number of wildfires that have been in Washington, in Oregon, Northern California, how many of them may have been set. It appears that more than one may have been set. And then what do you do with those people? Oof.
Yeah, I don't think they really know. They're so busy fighting all of these different fires. I think that figuring out how they started will come later once they get some of this under control.
I think it'd be awfully hard to figure that out unless it's obvious. And with lightning striking or somebody doing a camp or just throwing a Molotov cocktail into some location, something like that. Otherwise, I would think it would be pretty hard. And even if you can find out what caused it, how do you find out who caused it? That would be, it would seem to me, although as you say, the important thing now is to get them put down or put out. 438 square miles in another area. I'm looking at the number of homes here. Let's see. 40 homes, 40 outbuildings have been destroyed by the blaze. 17% of the town has burned. The acreage there. 1,300 firefighters. Just this one area alone. Today, temperatures in the 70s and rain forecast for the next couple of days. So I would think that would be good news. Excuse me. Fire season up there is something different. I guess I'm trying to equate it because I live part of the year in Southern California and there's always a worry there, if there isn't enough rain or hasn't been enough precipitation by the time you get around to February and March and April. But up here, this is not the typical circumstance, nor is it in Montana and Idaho, where there also are fires burning right now. Firefighters, let's see, in the San Bernardino Mountains. Let's see where else it is along Highway 95 in Idaho. There have been evacuations there. 29 square miles. I guess I'm trying to figure out or sense in my own mind what it would be like in the air. Let's say you're on an airplane flying on your way to Seattle and you go over these areas and you look down and you see fire. You can, from 30,000 feet, 35,000 feet, you can easily see that sort of thing going on. As a matter of fact, the smoke may go up that high and may affect air traffic control. The situation being what it is. Speaking of that, as an aside for a moment, have you heard the story about the air traffic controller who directed a pilot who was having trouble with his plane a week or so ago to a runway that didn't exist? The plane crashed into a railroad crossing. Did you see that?
No.
Well, this is the air traffic controller gave the pilot information about a location of a nearby airport that had been run by Northrop Grumman, but it was closed down in the 1990s, and apparently none of that information got to the FAA. So this guy calls into the air traffic controller and says, I'm having trouble with my plane, I got to set it down. So he looks around for airports that are open, or at least in the vicinity, and he comes upon this airstrip that was used for test flights, and it appears from the information they have that the airport's open and he could go land there. It wasn't being used, but at least it was there. Come to find out that location was torn up and industrial buildings were built there. There's no airstrip at all. So the guy lands on a railroad track and gets killed.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway. I'm chuckling not because of the fate of the guy, but because how do you go back and figure out who's responsible for that? Should the FAA have that information? It was a private airstrip. It wasn't up to Northrop Grumman wasn't, they're not responsible. They did what they did with the land. I don't know, it's just pretty amazing. All right, let's go back to the smoke and your health in general. Those people who are listening on the West Coast, Northwest, listen up. Dr. Ron Hoffman here next. I guess this is good information for people all over the country, no matter what. How are your lungs affected by this kind of smoke and other kinds of smoke? That's up next here on Good Day.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Responsibly.
here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Stay big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Remember the story about the boy who cried wolf? It's about sounding a false alarm so often that people stop listening even when there's a real danger. We got a modern-day twist on that story from a man who heard a report about our wacky warning label contest and sent us a note. He's a hunter and owns many types of guns. All of them came with a warning to wear ear protection, even the guns that weren't loud. Over the years, he started ignoring the warnings because the guns were so quiet. Then, one day, a new gun with the same warning fired a shot so loud that it still causes ringing in his ears today. Let's be fair. A warning that advises us to use ear protection when firing a loud gun is certainly not wacky. However, this man's experience provides a lesson. The lawsuit problem that has led to warnings on virtually everything often makes us deaf to the warnings that are really needed. It's one more example of how lawsuit abuse is jeopardizing public safety in America today. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us, one of the medical contributors on the Good Day program, has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website and newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You ought to sign up for it by going to drhoffman.com. So I'm going to take you down the street for a minute, Ron, if I may, because Jennifer just suggested something that I think needs explanation. The smoke, the thickness of it, what happens to our lungs and our body when we breathe that sort of smoke in?
Yeah, well, it's obvious we have lung problems when smoke hits our delicate membranes inside our lungs. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that these particles actually get absorbed through the lungs and circulate throughout the body and can increase the risk of heart problems, brain problems. There's actually a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who live near traffic intersections. There's a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who commute, maybe because of the stress, but also possibly because of the exposure to the pollution. And there's a connection even to autism and attention deficit disorder, according to some studies. So there's very pervasive effects. And, you know, the global warming debate can continue, you know, if you believe in it or don't believe in it. But one thing that people should believe in is the need to keep the levels of pollution down. That's a big health
So factor. Here's an example of the extreme. Marcy Borders. Most people do not remember her name. She was the woman whose dust-covered image became one of the haunting emblems of September 11th. She was in her 20s.
She died yesterday of stomach cancer. That she is at the age of 42. Obviously, Ron, as a result of being exposed to all of that dust that came down when the towers collapsed. Is that another example, an extreme example of what happens to your body when this kind of stuff is inhaled?
No question. And, you know, I'm really disappointed the public health officials at that time. They said, oh, it's safe, no problems. You know, the air quality is okay. And yet people in close proximity to that experienced a lot of health difficulties. I'm still treating some of them, some of the first responders, because I'm here in New York and I have a few under my care. And they breathed in that air. They jumped on the pile trying to rescue victims. In those days, there was a freneticism about that. People didn't take the proper precautions. And we've got serious problems.
Interesting. She said in an interview when she was asked by a reporter after she got sick, did her illness have anything to do with the September 11th experience? Response was, did this thing ignite cancer cells in me? I definitely believe it did because I haven't had any illness in my life. I never had high blood pressure, never had a cold, never had cholesterol, diabetes, no problems whatsoever. I would be irresponsible to declare that this stuff came from any other place than that, wouldn't you?
Right. But of course, you know, from the standpoint of liability and payments, and so it's going to be hard to get the actual smoking gun because it is likely, but is it 100% conclusive?
Right.
That's going to be a problem in terms of dishing out award money.
All right. So, Ron, you're a person who believes in different sorts of relief for problems. There are lots of men who are your age, my age, the age of a lot of men who are listening to this program, who have an enlarged prostate. They're told by their doctor it's okay for men your age. I've heard that. I had three exams. I don't need to get into it too deeply, but I had three exams last year, and they all said the same thing, basically, and there were three different types of doctors who said, and my PSA is like 0.8. What do men really have to know in order to prevent the problem? Do you talk to men who are that age and say, this is what you ought to be doing to keep yourself from having this problem later on?
Well, I think like with many degenerative conditions, it's the result of a typical Western diet.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are a lot of studies on this, but I would venture to say that if we looked at individuals in traditional societies that consume basic foods and less of it and are physically active and are less obese, we're going to see a lower incidence of prostate problems. That is, if men survive to the age where you get prostate problems in the West. Often in these primitive societies, they succumb to other diseases before they reach the age where men develop problems in the West. I think diet is a factor. What precise diet makes a difference? Is it more towards a vegetarian or plant-based diet, or is it more towards a low-carbohydrate diet? I'm not sure. A Mediterranean diet, I think, is a safe bet that incorporates both those principles.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can take. I really do believe that saw palmetto, while if you have a very enlarged prostate, I don't think it's going to shrink it that much. I think it's a great way to prevent prostate problems if you take it for a long period of time. And I've been taking it since the age of 35 or 40 consistently, and I think it does exert preventive effects.
Yeah.
There are drug options. There are drugs that shrink the prostate. There's Avodart, there's Proscar. There's also medications that block certain nerves that cause urinary problems, and they work not that well. Sometimes there's side effects associated with them. So there are options. And then ultimately there are types of less and less invasive surgery. There's even laser surgery that helps to alleviate this problem for a lot of men very satisfactorily.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball. I know you love it when I do this. You got about 40 seconds here. The lethal injections that have been halted in all these various states, Mississippi the latest to do that, what actually goes on what do people not know about the process of slowing down one's heart and then giving them an injection that stops it? What goes on? What's the controversy?
The question is, how to do it humanely, and the thought is that some of these medications may kill you, but do so in an extraordinarily excruciating way. I think there's politics involved, because I think,
you think?
Cruel and unusual punishment is the hallmark, and what's not cruel and unusual? unusual about killing someone.
Right.
You know?
So. Well, and then those who say, okay, let's make sure they're dispatched the same way they dispatched whoever their victim was. You know, that kind of stuff. But the whole business about what is going on in the body is very interesting to study. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com for that newsletter.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Smith. What's the name of his other leg?
Jim, Jim, Cheree, a sweep is as lucky.
Everybody
as lucky
sing along.
Jim, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheroo. Good luck, we're a bump when I shake hands with you.
You'll be good enough to explain all this.
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes.
I never explained anything.
Now, as the ladder of life has been strung,
I've been there.
You might think a sweet on the bottom most.
You've been there.
As I expected, Mary Poppins practically perfect in every way.
Ah, of course. It never explains anything. There you go.
Jim, Jim and me, Jim, Jim and me, Jim, Jim, Jerry. A sweet is as lucky can be. Jim, Jim and me, Jim, Jim and me, Jim, Jim, Jerry.
All right. One of the great, not good, but great, great experiences, even if some claim that what was developed by Walt Disney wasn't really the purest sense of what the lady who wrote the story, Mary Poppins, meant to have when she sold the rights to Disney and that movie, what was it, Mr. Banks, Saving Mr. Banks or something?
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah, that sort of spoke to what may or may not have been the real relationship that Walt Disney had to what's her name? Why do I forget her name?
The woman
Mary
Poppins.
Yeah.
Who wrote Mary Poppins?
Who wrote Mary Poppins?
Something.
Yeah.
Her name was Mrs. Banks. Whatever her first name was. Anyway,
there's a picture going around on Facebook today, Doug.
Yeah.
And it says, titled 270 Years of Funny, and it's a picture of Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, and Mel Brooks all together sticking their tongues out.
That's terrific.
You know,
I just want to say, last year I did a revival of Mary Poppins on the big screen, and as good as Julie Andrews is, for me, the total enjoyment of that movie was Dick Van Dyke.
He's so great.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, well, he's still around, but not entertaining. I think he's in his early 90s, isn't he, by now?
Yeah, and he's still
Van Dyke?
He's in great shape.
Yeah, he still does like little luncheons for his fans and stuff. It's really cute.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, so anyway.
Treasure.
He's one of our treasures. Rob Reiner, Carl Reiner is as well.
I'm going to send you this picture because you will love it.
Like
they're just sticking their tongues out, making funny faces, and you will love it.
One of the things that I don't know about Dick Van Dyke, and I really don't know, but I might be able to guess about Mel Brooks, but because Jennifer and I went to a luncheon last year where Carl Reiner was the focus, he got the award. What was it? What's the Radio TV of Los Angeles award?
Pacific Pioneers?
That was it. Right. So he went off on at the end, the last 4 or 5 minutes, he lost pretty much most of the audience because he went off on a moderate political tirade. And it bothered people because it didn't seem like him. Back to what I was saying earlier about going down that street with an audience that wasn't there to hear him talk about that. And I thought it was distracting. But clever are these guys. Man, they are wonderful, wonderful minds.
I'll tell you another one of my favorite Dick Van Dyke movies is a movie in the 60s called Cold Turkey, where a small town trying to quit smoking.
Remember that?
Newhart, Gene Stapleton. Good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. A lot of great creative moments in the mind of those three guys. All right, Chucker's got some movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, your turn again, Chucker, for movie news on Good Day.
Well, if it's movie news, Doug, it's superhero news because that's 90% of all movie news nowadays.
Yeah.
Three superhero movies just wrapped in the last couple weeks, one being Suicide Squad. The big take here is it takes place inside the Batman universe with Ben Affleck's Batman making a cameo. The big attraction will be Jared Leto, who will play the Joker in this film. Will Smith and Margot Robbie, who is in Wolf of Wall Street, will star. Also wrapping X-Men Apocalypse and Captain America Civil War. This will be an interesting superhero movie because Captain America will battle Iron Man and will feature Ant-Man, Black Widow, Black Panther, and a whole bunch of other superhero characters. All three of these films will be out next summer. Also in Captain America Civil War, Spider-Man will be aboard. And Marissa Tomei will play Aunt May, Spider-Man's grandmother. She filmed a cameo in this film. All three of them out.
59 after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.